More than $29,000 in matching funds for Give, Get, Grow. Jamestown woman involved in West Fargo incident. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. Created to inject much-needed revenue for area businesses affected by the COVID-19 pandemic, the Give, Get, Grow campaign will now see nearly $60,000 put back into the local economy. Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Emily Bivens says she's amazed at the support local businesses and organizations have had for one another during this pandemic.
The beginning of the pandemic, they were so supportive of all these businesses, and they just continue to show support. And our matching pool right now is a little over $29,000. So, I mean, that right there is going to be doubled and pushed right back into our local businesses and our local economy.
Bivens says they're still accepting donations for the matching pool with their sights set on making it $30,000. And after that, the Get portion of the campaign will begin August 17th. You can read more online at newsdakota.com. Two people were arrested by West Fargo police after fleeing during a traffic stop. They ditched the car still in drive and it hit a light pole. Officers chased 26-year-old Cody Heyman into an apartment building and believed he had a weapon. They found Heyman hiding in a bedroom and found pieces of a gun they say he attempted to hide. He was arrested for fleeing, felon in possession of a firearm, and multiple warrants in North Dakota and South Dakota. His passenger, 25-year-old Kiana Chenz of Jamestown, was arrested for fleeing and unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia. And North Dakota health officials say the state set daily highs for COVID-19 tests and number of positive screenings, led by a spike of 49 new cases in Stark County. Sherry Adams, executive officer at Southwestern District Health Unit in Dickinson, attributed many of the cases in Stark County to social gatherings. Statewide, health officials confirmed 201 new cases in 28 counties, topping the previous record of 181 cases on August 8th. That's a look at your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.